There's no time in your life that's more awkward than your teenage years.
Oh.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Seriously.
And I think a big reason for that is because it's the very first time that we get to dip our toes into the dating world.
Oh my God.
And figure out how to navigate this romantically.
It is so exciting and so important. Do you
really
know what I mean?
Is. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Your first boyfriend in high school is like, oh my God.
It's real.
Yeah. He's my forever.
Yeah, we're going to be that couple.
Yeah.
But what makes it so much worse is that you always watch those like teenage high school movies with like Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Zac Efron.
Yeah, and Anna Kendrick. And they just make everyone seem so suave and mature.
You're right.
Like they are so good at making out. It's hard to watch.
And why do they always go on real dates?
Yeah.
Like, do real dates actually exist in high school?
No. Oh,
dude. How did he afford to rent out an airplane for a private flight at 16 years old?
We were like hanging out in parking lots.
Yeah.
My buddy finally got a license.
Totally.
Let's go.
You make out in the back seat.
Yeah, the reality is, as teenagers, we have no clue what we're doing.
No.
It's like, wait, my tongue goes where?
Mm-hmm.
I still have that problem.
And so you're going to make mistakes. And even though it's really weird and scary and uncomfortable in that moment, hopefully years later you can look back and laugh at all those embarrassed.
Yeah. It's still a cringe laugh.
It is.
And that's why a survey asked people to share their cringiest dating moments that they remember from their teenage years.
Oh my God, my brain is being flooded right now.
I'm like searching my archives and I don't want to. I'm like, no, I don't want to remember these moments.
Yeah, we're definitely bringing back some suppressed memories for everyone listening. Let's go over them. Number 7 said, my first date ever, I was 15 years old. At the end of the night, I leaned in way too quickly for a kiss. She flinched, so I ended up sticking my tongue into her eyeball.
Oh, no!
Buddy.
You licked her eye?
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Gross. That is so gross.
That's so understandable, though.
He probably didn't even realize anything was wrong. He was just going for it for like 10 seconds.
He's like, I don't see what the big deal is about. I never love kissing so much. It's kind of gross.
Number 6 says, I always thought there had to be some perfect way to ask a girl out. And I couldn't just walk up and say, hey, want to hang out sometime?
Yeah.
Me too,
I mean, the effort you would put into these things is ridiculous. It's like the promposals now. I'm like, you guys aren't getting married. Slow your roll.
It's so bad.
They said, instead, I thought I had to do something dramatic, which led to me learning how to make origami roses. I spent 2 months practicing origami and never actually managed to get around to asking her out.
Oh, no!
That's so amazing.
Because some other guy walked up and was like, hey, you want to chill? Or?
Why is there so much crafting in high school romance? Like,
I did so many picture
collage frames.
Yes.
Yeah, guilty.
A lot of hodgepodge.
Number 5 says, I had my first boyfriend in middle school, but when I decided it was time to break up, I was at a loss as to how you're supposed to end it.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
So naturally, I turned to rom-coms for cues and came to the conclusion that I had to set up a date at a coffee shop and then surprise him with the bad news.
Oh, no.
That is terrible.
So I did that, and he cried in the coffee shop for 15 minutes.
Oh, buddy.
While everyone stared at us. I felt so bad, I waited with him outside as he called his mom and cried to come get him. We're going over a survey that asked people to share their most cringy dating moments that they remember from their teenage years.
Oh,
text into 78592 and tell us what's yours.
Dude, I bet there's a bunch about to come in.
Number 4 says, when I was 13, I went to the movies with a girl. Afterwards, when my mom picked me up, I told her about my first kiss. It was just a peck, but she flipped the F out.
What, the mom did?
The mom did. She immediately called the girl's parents and chewed them out for, quote, raising a skank. Needless to say, that girl never spoke to me again.
Oh my gosh.
My first high school boyfriend had this crazy mother, and her name was Punky.
Oh,
I'm not lying. And she wore terrible blue eyeliner, and she sat me down and gave me the skank lecture.
No way.
Well, you deserve it, bro.
I was a virgin when she did it. I was like, yo, lady.
She saw into your soul.
What did you do? What did you do to start that?
I just made out with her son.
Oh, so like, you kissed, and it was like,
and we were seniors in high school.
Dude, my mom had no faith in me. She was like, look, here's a bunch of condoms. If it ever happens, good luck. Yeah. I don't think it's going to go there. And she was pretty much right.
Number three says, when I was 15, I created a new email account to send an anonymous love letter to a cute girl from my class.
Dude, that is so creepy now. If you got an anonymous letter online from someone, I love you and I'm watching.
Well, you know, that's like a classic go-to move, like from your secret admirer.
Because you want to tell him, but you don't want to tell him.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the rejection.
Right.
There's a fine line is what I'm trying to say.
The only problem was my full name was in the email account. So not so anonymous there. Number two says, in middle school, I was making out with my girlfriend at her house, and I accidentally gave her a hickey.
Ooh.
At the time, I didn't know what it was. It just looked like her neck was swollen and bruised.
Oh, no.
So I ran downstairs and told her parents something was wrong.
Stop.
And when her father went upstairs and saw the mark on his daughter's neck, he glared at me so hard I nearly peed.
I'm cringing.
You guys, I killed her.
That made me embarrassed. I'm uncomfortable. That is so messed up.
It reminds me in high school, did you guys ever do this? I gave myself a hickey once to try and impress somebody.
Oh, but where was it? Like
I didn't
arm?
Do that.
No, on my neck.
How did you do that? With a cup or something?
Yeah, you use an empty water bottle. You squeeze the air out and then you suction it against your neck.
And so you were like, yeah, I've been making out with another chick?
Yeah.
Like, why is it a perfect cylinder, like a circle?
It just looked like I got beat up, though. It, like, bruised my neck, so.
Yeah,
people did love to brag they had them.
Yeah. And then the number one cringiest teen dating story from the survey says, when I was 15 years old, that was the first time I ever made it to second base with a girl.
Oh, dang.
They said I was so nervous and really excited, but I didn't know what to do.
Right.
So I reached up under her shirt, grabbed one in each hand, turned them and let out a childish woo!
You gave a twister? Oh my god!
What? It says, I don't exactly remember what happened next, but I do recall some eye rolling, and she broke up with me shortly thereafter.
Oh my god.
Says, the best part is my wife fully knows this story, and she'll often grab my pecs and make the woo sound at me when I'm making moves on her.
And I like when you just black out from embarrassment.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't remember what happened next because he was just...
Yeah, but we're not together, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Those are some really awkward teen stories, but I'm sure
so
our listeners have some really
cringe-worthy
stories from their teen dating years. So text in to 78592. Tell us your most embarrassing romantic memory that you have as a teenager. We're going to take your texts and your calls right after this. Text in to 78592 says... I failed a few tests on purpose to get some one-on-one tutoring with the high school professor I was infatuated with.
No.
After 3-hour-long sessions, I realized he was gay.
I'm guessing you're not a dude.
It says, but I did get a nice neck massage out of the deal. I don't know who texted that in, but that's a little weird. We're talking about teenage romance and some of the most ridiculous, cringeworthy things that people have done for their crushes. And there's a lot of texts and callers, so let's just get right to them. Let's go to Gloria. Gloria, tell us about your cringiest teenage romance moment.
Oh, my gosh. So I was about 13 years old, braces, the whole geek, you know. And there was this really cute guy in my homeschool class, and he was actually, like, talking to me.
He was just like,
you know, you would look way prettier than you do now if you, like, didn't have your braces.
And you're like, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the braces.
Right.
So I go home, and I'm just like, you know what? No clippers. All right, let me try to take my braces off with freaking nail clippers.
Oh my god!
It sounds like it hurts.
Oh my god! Not only does it hurt, but it costs your parents thousands of dollars.
Right, right. So like the next morning, my mom, she's just like, I don't know if I'm more mad that you tried to like hurt yourself or the fact that you just wasted like $5,000.
But let's be honest, you did look hotter with those braces off, didn't you?
You know what? You are right.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Anthony. Tell us about your ridiculous teenage romance moment.
Oh, man. When I was 16, I had this 15-year-old girlfriend at the time, and I texted her, "Hi, congrats on your birthday. I'm sorry, but I'm breaking up with you."
What?
Dude, that is cruel.
No.
Doesn't matter what age you are.
You suck.
I know.
Oh, you're still laughing. Why are you laughing? Dude, I got dumped the day my grandpa died when I was 16.
Brooke.
How heartless is that?
Well, now you'll never forget that day. You'll always remember your grandpa.
But it gets better because after I say that, I say, by the way, I have a new girlfriend, so please don't reply.
Oh, dude, you're the worst.
Are you still a terrible person or have you grown up a little bit?
Oh, man, I hope I've grown up a little bit since then.
Yes. Let's go to Nicole. Nicole, tell us about your cringiest teenage romance moment.
So I was a sophomore in high school, okay?
Okay.
And I started dating this guy, and I kind of broke it off with him because, I don't know, we didn't click.
Okay.
And then one night, he shows up on my front lawn and starts singing to me.
A lot of singing in high school romances.
Yeah.
It was something out of like a Lifetime movie. He had his guitar with him. And he was singing something, and I really couldn't understand it because his voice was so bad. So then my dad busts in my room, right? And he's like, I don't know who this is, but you need to get this person off my lawn.
He's making me look bad for my wife.
I think it's more like he's ruining my grass.
No, yeah.
So he played for like, I want to say like a minute or two. It felt like a lifetime to me. And I went downstairs and I said, dude, enough. You need to get off my lawn.
See, proving that not every girl falls for a guy with a guitar.
True.
I had a singing ex.
Very true.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole, you missed out. I'm sorry. That guy sounds like a real Casanova.
You just say that because I know had to have serenaded at least three chicks.
Why do all the nice guys get picked on? That's not fair.
That's not nice. It's obnoxious.
Rumor has it that is Shawn Mendes today. Yeah. Yeah. So you missed out.
Your husband tried to bring in a serenade. We brought a barbershop quartet in for you. And you still don't appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's your own husband.
He brought in a serenade of like 65-year-old men who were staring at me and singing. It was the most uncomfortable 5 minutes of my life.
It was very sweet.
It was not.
It was.
No,
look at them.
It was.
All right, let's go to Jesse. Jesse, tell us about your.
Hey, so way back in high school, my girlfriend was cheating on me. I found out, but she didn't know that I knew. And Harry Potter was really big back then. So I kind of had like a longer haircut.
Yeah.
And I parted my hair in the middle and like brought it down. And I borrowed my dad's black bathrobe.
Okay.
Essentially, I was dressed as Snape.
From the Harry Potter. He's one of the teachers in Harry Potter. He's like the creepy teacher. Yes. Okay.
How are you getting back at her at this point?
So I publicly banished her from my life. With this wand, I got like this tree branch.
Oh my God.
You didn't expel a Yarmus spell on her in the cafeteria?
Oh, dude, all of them.
Oh my
God, that's so cringy.
Oh, damn.
Did you ever have a girlfriend in high school again after that incident?
There were some girls who saw that and he was like, that's a man right there.
I don't believe that part of the story.
Yeah.
That's
cool that you got
I do.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Text into 78592 says, when I was 13, I gave a girl that I liked my first edition holographic Charizard card from
like
Pokemon.
One of the rarest in the history.
And then I watched her say, thank you, and 10 seconds later, give it to a boy that she liked.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Says, I just looked it up. That card is valued at over $3,000.
I love these texts.
Yeah. I mean, keep your texts coming to 78592. Tell us about your cringiest teenage romance moment. It's making me feel better about my terrible dating life. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Moving 92.5.